The senior flight attendant pulled him into the galleyway, but there was no passion in her touch. Her fingers felt like talons on his forearm, and her body shuddered in the darkness. "Hattie?" She pressed him back against the cooking compartments, her face close to his. Had she not been clearly terrified, he might have enjoyed this and returned her embrace. Her knees buckled as she tried to speak, and her voice came in a whiny squeal. "People are missing," she managed in a whisper, burying her head in his chest. He took her shoulders and tried to push her back, but she fought to stay close. "What do you mean?" She was sobbing now, her body out of control.
"A whole bunch of people just gone.
Hattie, this is a big plane. They've wandered to the labs," or... She pulled his head down so she could speak directly into his ear. Despite her weeping, she was plainly fighting to make herself understood.
"I've been everywhere. I'm telling you, dozens of people are missing."
"Hattie, it's still dark.
I'm not crazy. See for yourself. All over the plane, people have disappeared."
"It's a joke. They're hiding, trying to..."
"Ray! Their shoes, their socks, their clothes, everything was left behind. These people are gone."
Hattie slipped from his grasp and knelt whimpering in the corner.